Penguin Random House Audio presents My Cubs, A Love Story. This is the author, Scott Simon. For Chicago, thanks for making room for me. I have this dream. It's the seventh game of the World Series, bottom of the ninth inning, Cubs against the Yankees, and the bases are loaded. The score is 2-1 Cubs, but the Yanks are threatening. The Yankees haven't been a great team for years, but they're still satisfying to beat in dreams. Wrigley Field boils and churns with cheers, claps, and fans on their feet waving W flags. The green field glows, the ivy on the walls gleams under the bright white light and rustles in the crisp lake wind. The Cubs are an out away from winning a World Series against all odds, but they've run out of pitchers. Fergie Jenkins, Kerry Wood, John Lester, Kyle Hendricks, Greg Maddux, and Mordecai Three-Finger Brown, an improbable all-era roster of Cubs All-Stars, have all thrown brilliantly. But the bullpen is almost bare. The manager, a gray-haired, knob-nosed fusion of Joe Maddon, Charlie Grimm, and Joe McCarthy, is downcast and flummoxed. Then, a light goes on in his eyes. "It's a crazy idea, I know," he tells his coaches, "but I got a feeling." I hear my name crackle over the old tin speakers and echo over the slatted green seats and scuffed concrete stairs. Astonishment rolls through the crowd. The announcers, who sound like Joe Buck and Bob Costas, are stupefied, if not quite speechless. "A move no one could have predicted!" I take slow, deliberate strides over the electrified green grass and look down to see my arms in white sleeves with cubby blue stripes. I reach the mound. Some of the astounded hubbub dies. The catcher.